This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Today, a Chicago City Council committee will consider an ordinance that would allow each alderperson to choose whether to keep SpotShotter in their ward. Alderperson David Moore is sponsoring the ordinance. It follows on the heels of Mayor Brandon Johnson's decision to end the city's contract with ShotSpotter. Opponents say the gun detection system is pricey and ineffective. But proponents, like Moore, say it helps police combat crime. His ordinance would also require the Chicago police to pull together ShotSpotter data.
If we don't collect the data, we can't measure the success of anything.
The mayor did not respond to a request for comment. A contingent of Chicago City Council members will try to hold a meeting today. The meeting would be to condemn their colleague for speaking at a protest where an American flag was burned. Alderman Byron Cicho Lopez says he wasn't there for the flag burning. A Marine veteran carried it out to protest the war in Gaza. Still, some of the council's most conservative members are upset that Cicho Lopez has not apologized for speaking at the same protest. It takes only 3 alderpersons to call a special meeting, but 26 members to actually hold it. Alderman Chris Taliaferro says he will attend the meeting, but he's not sure what action is warranted.
My sole purpose is to hear what Byron Cicho Lopez has to say first. And if his actions rise to the level of censure, then he should be censured.
If a quorum is reached, it's possible council members will attempt to vote on removing Cicho Lopez from his committee chairmanship. Polling by former Democratic Illinois Governor Pat Quinn shows a big appetite for giving voters new power to make Springfield less corrupt. Quinn and GOP State Representative Ryan Spain back a constitutional amendment. The amendment would let voters seek tougher ethics laws through ballot initiative, but it stalled as a May deadline looms. Quinn's polling, though, shows 80% favor the idea. Spain hopes lawmakers will consider after several high-profile corruption cases.
The message that we see in this poll is consistent from many of the jurors that spoke out after the decisions made in the federal corruption trials that have been taking place over the last year, that we have to do something different in the state of Illinois.
Democratic House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch's office says the idea is under review. One of the nation's fastest growing sports is becoming official in Illinois high schools. Girls flag football will kick off this fall under the IHSA banner. Schools in downstate Peoria are preparing for the season. Richwoods High School athletic director Jeffrey Cruzen says he's most excited to see students have fun outside of the classroom.
One of the best parts of this job is getting to see kids excel and do what they love outside of the classroom. You know, I'm an educator, obviously, first and foremost, and, you know, schools exist to educate kids, and that doesn't mean that it has to be in the classroom only.
The season starts in August, and it will wrap up with state finals on October 18th and 19th. One more thing you should know today. The Democratic nominee for Cook County State's Attorney, Eileen O'Neill Burke, plans to hold a victory event this morning at the Plumbers Hall on Chicago's West Side. The Associated Press declared Burke the winner on Friday, and her primary opponent, Clayton Harris III, said he would not pursue a recount. Burke's margin of victory was fewer than 1,600 votes. She will face Republican Bob Fioretti and Libertarian Andrew Charles Kopinski in the November election. We're expecting some rain in this week's weather forecast. Today, there will be periods of rain and possible thunder in the afternoon. Temperatures will reach the high 40s, and tomorrow we can expect similar weather with temperatures reaching the mid-40s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.